Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
So who was behind the campus protest and riots? We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, we've seen all of these unbelievable protests and riots and violence on some of these college campuses. And obviously there are some students, no doubt, involved in that. Clearly there are students. But who is actually funding this and who is organizing it? What we found in a three-part series that Liberty Counsel has published and done extensive research on is that there is a significant coordination and funding effort through different organizations, and it's been ongoing for a while, and it is all anti-Israel, anti-Jewish, and ultimately anti-America, trying to destabilize Israel and the United States of America.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at the videos, you see the same kind of tents on all these different schools. Many of the people that are arrested are not students. Many of them are some of the same people that were arrested in 2020 with the BLM riots. And so it's easy to point to, okay, who is behind all this and what is the purpose right before the election?
Well, let's talk about some of those that are clearly behind this. What we have found is that there is a network of anti-Israel groups, many with direct ties to Hamas and Hezbollah, having been using social media, including the Chinese Communist Party communications app WeChat and other platforms, to organize the direct chaos that you see happening on college campuses. They are, in some cases, directly paying protesters, with some of these protesters earning between $24 and $28 per hour.
Wow, they could really get a job instead, you know?
Yeah, but that's why they're doing this. So you got the Westchester People's Action Coalition Foundation. That's located in White Plains, New York. Westchester People's Action Coalition Foundation appears to be a small-town charity focused on local Westchester County initiatives. In reality, however, the group serves as a pass-through organization, slipping massive amounts of money to organizations whose activities, including violence, prohibit them from receiving charitable donations. In what some have described as money laundering, the group collects tax-exempt contributions and then forwards those funds to protest groups. They primarily fund groups that promote anti-Semitism. So here's one of the groups.
Right. Here you have also the National Students for Justice in Palestine is the most visible leader of these protests. It was founded in 2001 at the University of California, Berkeley. And it's just one of these so-called student organizations. Because this organization hides behind the Westchester People's Action Coalition Foundation's charity status, no one knows its budget or the extent of its expenditures.
Well, and the organization, the National Students for Justice in Palestine, or SJP, as we'll call them, they have chapters on some 200 college campuses.
So you see who's influencing these students. Again, many of these protesters are not students, but the ones that are involved, you see who's influencing them.
Yeah, so immediately after October 7, the massacre that occurred there, the SJP, the Students for Justice in Palestine, sent a toolkit to jumpstart pro-Palestinian protest.
A toolkit.
Yeah, the protest. The materials included Palestinian flags.
Wow.
Toy paragliders, and signs printed with machine gun-toting terrorist riding paragliders. The materials proclaim, quote, glory to the resistance, close quote, and included a statement informing recipients, quote, we are Palestinian students in exile, are part of this movement, not in solidarity with this movement, close quote. So the founder of Students for Justice in Palestine is a UK Berkeley professor on Near Eastern Asian American and Asian diaspora studies. He is known for frequently quoting a passage of Hamas's official charter, which is taken from an Islamic religious text that commands the violent slaughter of Jews, not just Jews in Israel, but all Jews.
And you have to realize this is all demonically based. I mean, God chose Israel as his chosen land, his chosen people. And so the enemy hates that. And so you see this demonic possession by these people that want to eliminate them. And this is not just during the Nazi time, but this is now.
Yeah, there's another group called Within Our Lifetime. It's also funded by this Westchester organization. The founder of Within Our Lifetime also serves as the Muslim American Society's Director of Advocacy and Civic Engagement. U.S. federal prosecutors have long contended that the Muslim American Society was founded as the overt arm of the Muslim Brotherhood in America. There's also the United States Campaign for Palestinian Rights. It's similar to the Westchester organization, also serves as an umbrella organization funneling money to anti-Israel protest groups that can't afford or can't get, I should say, the 501c3 status. The organization has repeatedly been tied to Hamas. This organization funds many anti-Israel, anti-Semitic organizations, the most visible of which is the deceptively named Jewish Voice for Peace, which has also been a front and center for the group. So the Jewish Voice for Peace, founded in 1966, claims to represent Jewish views, but the vast majority of the organization leaders and members are not Jewish at all. In fact, in 2019, in a Facebook posting, that revealed that the group's social media manager lived in Lebanon, not on a U.S. college campus. The group's stated goal is to drive a, quote, wedge, close quote, within the American Jewish community with aims to alienate Americans from Israel. Now, in addition to this, the actual suspects also include, surprise, surprise, the Rockefeller brothers and George Soros.
I know, you can just follow the dots to these people and their money when you see this kind of things happening. Just like in 2020 with the BLM riots, follow the dots.
Well, the interesting thing is that these individuals have ties to Nazi Germany. And we have a whole article on this very issue. We have the billionaire families have ties to World War II and the Nazi Germany. They've donated millions of dollars to these anti-Israel Hamas protest groups through the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights and so forth, named Education for Just Peace in the Middle East and so forth. We have traced the funds from the Rockefeller Brothers Fund and also from George Soros's Open Society. They have funded the Jewish Voices for Peace, If Not Now, is also another one, Justice Project, the Arab American Association of New York, and others as well. What you interestingly find is when you dig into John D. Rockefeller and his son, John D. Rockefeller Jr., they were proud eugenicists who believed in eliminating Jews and other undesirables for the betterment of humankind. They were close associates of Planned Parenthood founder and fellow eugenicist Margaret Sanger. And the Rockefellers had donated the equivalent of $4 million in today's dollars to Germany's eugenics researchers studying how to create a master race. In the 1929, the Rockefellers gave an additional grant, the equivalent of $3 million today, to fund experiments on Jews, gypsies, and others by Hitler's medical experiment architect Ernst Rudin. The Rockefellers also funded Joseph Mengele's research studying twins at the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Anthropology and Human Heredity and Eugenics in Berlin.
What an evil use of money.
And then you have George Soros. In a 1993 CBS 60 Minutes interview, George Soros made a stunning confession. He said he had been an active and happy collaborator with the German Nazis while living in Hungary during the 1940s.
But isn't he Jewish?
He is.
Wow.
But he hid his Jewishness to survive the Nazis. He was born to non-religious Jews in 1930. He managed to escape the World War II death camps by posing as a powerful Hungarian Nazi's godson. And with his godson cover story, Soros began covering or working for the Nazis to search out, catalog, and assist in the official German theft of Jewish property.
Wow.
And when asked about this, he said, "These were the happiest years of my life." This is what's behind, among others, these violent protests on these college campuses. We are asking Congress to investigate and hold accountable the presidents and the organizations and the funders behind this chaos, because it is dangerous and it is designed to overthrow the United States of America. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, that's lc.org, and sign the petition. Find our articles, a three-part series, right there at lc.org, in the archives or on the front page.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.